Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is Adam Pinkney of the AP course. Hopefully, Anthony will be able to join me. He is kind of feeling under the weather tonight, so I apologize. This is going to be a real quick episode. It's only 15 minutes long. Really just kind of going over town meeting next Monday evening. With town meeting, as you know, there's a lot of things that come up on the docket, different articles that come up from time to time, whether they are disposed through the selectmen or if they're through different like finance committees, anything of that nature, or if something is petitioned by different residents of the town, those are also added in as part of the articles that can be voted on during the meeting. So two of the main ones that we're really going to be looking at really are some things that myself and Anthony have noticed on the community group on Facebook for the Wakefield community page. And that's really the, I guess we'll say, the major group just because it has the most members, even though it's kind of underutilized. It's usually the same 50 people that post, but nothing wrong with that. Just, you know, in regards to who's posting and who's not, it's not like it's a overall representation of the town. So just to put that out there. But anyhow, so I kind of want to get into the articles myself, and if Anthony joins in, I will buzz him in as soon as I can. So let me start with Article 9. I'm going to give you a quick read of that. So Article 9, that reads, to see if the town will vote to amend the Wakefield zoning bylaw as follows, or to see what the town will do about it. To amend 190-23, the table of use regulations by inserting a new row as the last use listing in the section residential or institutional uses category. Basically, it's changing for any Airbnb residents that are using a hourly rate to house different renters or lessees of either a room or a house for a weekend. Or it's basically just to have a little more control on that by having a special permit obligated to the owner. Now, there's different categories for the zoning restrictions with that, which I wish Anthony was on because he kind of understands it a little bit better than I do, and I just don't want to misspeak too much. Hold on, I got to jump back and forth here. It's tough when you're the only guy doing all the technical stuff and it's just you, but, you know, try to do what I can. So the way that I'm interpreting this, and if anybody wants to call in and tell me that I'm an idiot, feel free to. But basically, for the lodging units that they use for the zoning restrictions, there's several different types. Looks like there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Looks like there's 8 different zoning. Nine different zoning registrations. Registrations on there, zoning districts, sorry. And with the zoning districts, right, it looks like the current, the way that it is set up, that right now it's special permit to two of the zoning districts, and it's going to be changed over in the special zoning districts that's only going to allow in one. Right now, the zoning districts that allow the special permit are, bear with me here, SR and GR. And those are going to be replaced from a Y, which is basically just general usage. You don't need a special permit. That's what's going to be changed on that end. And that's for accessory lodging unit in a single residence or general residence. And then a lodging unit, it looks like the zoning district labeled B, that's going to become a special permit as needed. So to kind of wrap that all up in regards to how that really relates, I'll give you the quote on here. The lease or rental for a period of less than 30 days of the whole or any portion of a dwelling, regardless of whether the owner or leasee tenant remains in the dwelling during the rental period, requires a special permit. So it's just adding on top of the current bylaw restriction on there. So it's my take on it. I understand why they're going about using or trying to put in the special permit. I don't really, and this is just my opinion, I don't think it's a necessity. I don't understand exactly why it's going to be brought up and why that needs to happen specifically. I do understand there is a concern that, you know, you want to make sure that residents are not housing axe murderers, having their own quote-unquote burlesque house, as you know, some of the Simpsons episodes you may have seen in the past. Wow, I can't believe I just said the Simpsons, so unrelatable to this day and age. But anyways, that's just kind of my little short take on it, which on Wednesday we're going to have a special guest, John Locke, resident of Wakefield. He actually ran against State Representative Paul Broder last year for a state representative race, and he's going to give his take on that. I know he's been posting on the community group, so he'll have a little bit better version than what I'm giving here, and hopefully he can speak better to it than I can. Well, I shouldn't say hopefully, he is going to speak better to it than I can. I can't believe I'm going through time this quick. So the other article that has been kind of generating a lot of buzz, if you will, Article 10, I'm not going to read entirely all of it, but essentially at the spring of this year, give or take, maybe a little bit afterwards, the parking ban was changed for the winter seasons. The previous ban was basically through the 1st of December through April 1st. Usually lasted from 1 a.m. to 7 a.m., no longer than an hour for the parking. So if you were parked for more than an hour at that time, if a policeman saw your car out in the street, they had every right to give you a ticket. And specifically, if it was during any snow that was obstructing any plows or anything like that, they could tow you if needed. Currently, what has been changed, it's an as-needed by emergency basis, which the town would post on their website. They would utilize a reverse 911 call and use the local newspapers to advise citizens of the town anything that's an emergency basis. So if it snowed 6 inches and people need to plow, then you wouldn't be allowed to park on the street. I think that what's been changed, I think common sense-wise, if you look out the window and there's a snowstorm, then it shouldn't be that hard to go move your car and put it into the driveway. That also being said, even though a lot of us don't pay attention to the news as much as we do for weather, we all at some point want to check the weather either on our phones or, you know, through online. Something's bad nature. You just, inherently, you kind of want to know what's coming up. So I don't really see it as a big deal in why people decided they wanted to bring it up through petition, that they wanted to have it revert back to the old way. I don't understand why they would want to do that. I guess to a degree it can be a little bit of a hassle, and I'm going on a limb that the town's not going to send out a robocall at 3 in the morning about, like, hey, don't have your car out. But what do I know? Maybe the town does that. Maybe they'll send out 3 robocalls. Which, again, we're kind of going to get into this. I know tomorrow evening we're planning on having actually the creator of the new parking ban. And I shouldn't say creator, but basically the guy who got it started, a close friend of mine and Anthony's, Matt Brassel, longtime friend. He's been a resident of Wakefield forever. And he's going to kind of give his reasoning as to why you want to bring about the change and, you know, his take on it and, you know, kind of go from there. We're also on Thursday, we're lucky enough that Steve Mayo is going to join us again, as you know, town administrator of Wakefield, and he's going to really be talking about these and maybe some of the other articles on there that I have not gone over. I've briefly read through the articles. You can go on, actually, on the town website, and in the, I believe, the top right corner, there's a regular town meeting warrant, and you can just click there, and it'll give you all the articles on there. Some are a little wordy, a little more difficult. No, I shouldn't say difficult, but just the actual understanding of them might be not as easy to kind of relate to. But as you look them over, I mean, it's not too difficult to kind of go through and grasp. And once you read it, it's like, oh, okay, this kind of relates to this article. And they're all reasonable. It's not too difficult. But from what both me and Anthony have seen, the articles 9 and 10, those seem to be the most discussed at this time. And granted, we're cherry-picking two articles that have been on social media that have been discussed, and hopefully they're things that you as an audience will enjoy and really like and kind of want to go over with us. And even if you don't listen to the show live, if you like to listen to it after the fact or, you know, download it, and we appreciate all the listeners we get. Over 1,500 listeners, as you know. I keep letting people know that at the end of our episodes or the beginning, depending on our time frame. Again, really appreciate all the support that we get. So I think this is going to be a fun, fantastic week. I know we had a week off last week. You know, just life gets in the way. And, you know, me and Anthony do this not as a money maker or anything like that. We do this just for fun. And, you know, hopefully everybody that listens, they enjoy it as well. This has been a great episode for me. With Anthony not being on, because I can just talk and talk and talk, and he's not going to do his thing of talk and talk and talk. Although I could kind of probably use that at the moment, because you all probably think I'm dying on the air. Anyhow, with that said, I'm going to wrap up a little bit early just because I don't have that much more to say without really going in depth on the articles themselves and kind of getting a little more into the weeds with them, if you will. So that being said, thank you everybody for listening. As I said, we plan on having Wakefield resident Nat Brassel on tomorrow evening. We plan on having Wakefield resident and former 2014 Republican candidate John Locke on for Wednesday, and we plan on having County Administrator Steve Mayo on for this Thursday. So look forward to those episodes. I will hopefully be posting the times relatively soon, if not tonight. Hopefully, I would say tomorrow at least for Matt's show, because that would be pretty bad if we didn't have a time. But yeah, again, thank you everybody. You can always listen to us at blogtalkradio.com/AP_course. You can find us on Twitter at @AP_course, or you can find us on Facebook, the AP course. Again, thank you. Hope to hear from you soon. Take care.